longtime Blue Jay now, Jose Bautista, is with us. Pretty good spring for you. 6 home runs, I think, during the spring. And then, although the team had success on the road, you had a little struggle at the beginning there. What happened?
No, it's part of baseball.
Yeah.
You know, there's always streaks where you're not feeling great and not seeing the ball as well as you could, not having played discipline and not getting great results. But it's a long season, so I'm not concerned about it.
Well, you bounced back the last couple of games with some good performances. For a team like this, does it mean anything to come out of the gate 4-2 to win both series on the road?
For any team, it means a lot to come out of the gate, especially on the road, winning, 4 out of 6, especially against good teams. You know, we face the Yankees and the Orioles. They're pretty good teams. So for us to get those 2 series wins on the road, it's great.
When you head north, Jose, when you break spring training, do you have a sense at that point? It's been 2 very different years, the last 2 years, the year after all the new guys came in, and then last year. But do you have a sense of, kind of what the team is, or is it a work in progress?
No, I think, we don't look at things like that like you guys do. We just go out and play. We're used to having roster turnover, people come and go. We're used to dealing with new teammates and stuff like that. So for us, we're always comfortable no matter what the scenario is and who the players are that are coming and going. Everybody knows their role for the most part. The majority of the team is not, new guys for the first time and not having an idea what their role is. Even the young guys here know exactly what they need to do. So it's just go out as individuals and do your job. And, it is a team sport, but it's really individual sport at the same time.
But do you feel, do you feel more or less optimistic starting a season? Is there a sense of, what the possibilities are for a team in that sense?
It all depends on if you believe in your teammates and the talent level and the quality of the people that you have on your team. And for me, every time I've hit the field with this team, with this franchise, it's been, at the beginning of the season, a pretty optimistic group because of our talent and how much we believe in our talent. So this year is no different.
With all of the young players, though, that has been the story back here, is the extraordinary youth that you have. How does that impact on a veteran player, if at all?
Other than just lending a helping hand and giving a piece of advice here and there, we're just like you guys, sitting back and enjoying watching those young, talented guys play and watching them help out. It's not young guys that you are hoping that maybe they do something good on any particular day. These guys can impact the result of the game on every single day. So they're out there, they get an opportunity, and this is how stars are born. This is how you cement yourself as an everyday major league player, is getting an opportunity no matter how old you are. And these guys have it, and they've already gotten to a great start, so hopefully they can continue to build on that.
I know that, obviously, especially in spring training, you're focused on yourself and getting yourself ready and doing what you have to do, and the team will evolve however it evolves. But was there a point during the spring where you looked at the 2 young now relief pitchers, Osuna Castro, and said, wow, these guys have got something for 20-year-olds?
No, absolutely. And you can see in their demeanor, their body language, how they conduct themselves when they're out on the mound in the middle of a game. They certainly look a lot more polished than 20-year-old kids. And it doesn't seem like they're phased with any situation,
Yeah.
First time they were out in a major league mound was at Yankee Stadium, and they looked like they were comfortable, and they didn't look uncomfortable at all, and they went out there and did their job. So my applause to them and our, player development staff for coming up with a way to develop young talent like that. And the more the merrier, so keep them coming.
What kind of, Castro is a guy who, because of the language barrier for some of us, we haven't got a real sense of him as a person yet. What's he like?
They're both great guys. They're kind of, not as outgoing as, the Brett Lauries of the world. They're kind of reserved. They're
shy. That's a high bar, though.
They're shy. They're reserved. They just kind of, they're here along for the ride. They're enjoying it, and they want to contribute on the field. They're basically guys that don't talk too much. They kind of let their performance and whatever they're doing on a day-to-day basis kind of speak for themselves, and they're just really good young men that are just loving baseball and enjoying their life right now.
If there are role models within the club, either deliberate or unintentional, Would it be fair to say that you would be more likely to concentrate on, have a relationship with Dalton Pompey, for example, not just an outfielder but an everyday player as opposed to the pitchers, and maybe one of the veteran pitchers would kind of pay a little bit more attention to the young kids?
It's just because of the routine. You know, they're relief pitchers. They have their whole routine and
sure.
things that they have to do in different parts of the stadium at different times of the day. And because I'm a position player, I'm in a total different time
yeah,
schedule.
Right.
So because of those reasons and not being around them at all times, you could say so. But we spend plenty of time in the clubhouse, traveling, at the hotels, on the road, that we all get to impact each other. And whenever the most important thing is when they need to reach out to us, we're always there. And that's the biggest key.
You've got the two outfielders you've played with so far, both young players. How does that impact you? How do you relate to them? Do they come to you and ask you about situations?
It doesn't impact me negatively in any way. And they're very capable Major League Baseball players. So
sure.
that obviously helps. Their talent level is way above and beyond what, you know, some other young guys that break the league might be. So they just, you know, I feed off of them as much as they feed off of me. I got to play with Dalton. He's in the middle. He's in center
yeah.
field. He's the, you know, the director out there in outfield. So I have to accommodate to him a lot of times. So a lot of times I reach out to him just to kind of see where his comfort level is. If he's, you know, more comfortable going to balls to his left or to his right where the sun is, you know, I try to compliment to him as well. So it's not only the young guy has to cater to the veteran. You know, when we're out on defense, I got to cater to him because he's center fielder. So, and I don't lose track mm-hmm. of that. I know that he's the chief in command out there. So we got to do what's best for the team, and that's what's best for the team.
I asked you about that home run yesterday, Jose, because, you know, you're...
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, and your reaction was interesting, too. That was more fun than some home runs, I take it.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime somebody, you know, I feel like that pitch was thrown directly at me, and I have no shame in saying it. I don't care how much you say a ball can slip out of your hand at this level when you miss by 10 or 12 feet your target. It's, to me, not a mistake. So, and we have a history, so, and we've had a back and forth. Not that I enjoy it or talking about it, but it is what it is. And, you know, I got the upper hand yesterday, so, and I'll get to face him again, so there'll be more of those matchups, and I look forward to the challenges.
Now, I know how many home runs you've hit off him, and I think Brunt probably knows how many home runs you've hit up. Do you know?
I know it's been more than two.
Four, after right. yesterday.
Yeah, because I remember the last two, and I think he was with Texas, and I might have hit two probably
yeah.
before that. So
so what were you thinking when he came trotting in from the pen when they brought him in to face you? Like, you know, because, you know, even...
Yummy.
Yeah, I guess it must have been, right? You're comfortable with this
well,
guy.
Well, not necessarily.
Right?
I'm not trying to say that he's not a good pitcher. He's a great pitcher, and he's been an all-star, and he's dominated the league out of the relief for bullpen for the Orioles for the last few years, and there's a reason for it. But I enjoy a challenge, so I was looking for a pitch, and I eventually got it, and I took advantage of his mistake. So that's the way it goes in baseball.
Hitting is a funny thing. You're aware of a pitcher when he comes in, and in a general sense, what you've done off him. Why do you get extra confidence against a particular guy? Is it what he throws, how he throws it? Is there a key for you?
Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's a situation. Sometimes you pick up a ball good out of somebody's hand. Sometimes the rhythm plays right into your rhythm. It could be a million different things.
Expectations are always interesting. I think I know the answer to this question, but what kind of expectations do you think fans should have of this club this year?
You know,
what do you have? What are your expectations of this team?
My expectations and what I would like to do and what I'm fully concentrated on is get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I hate to keep repeating that because I've basically said that since spring training maybe 1,000 times in different interviews. But
I know
it is the truth. And it is what the goal is for me and for all my teammates. And we're busting our butts every single day to kind of getting it done. And ultimately, that's the only thing that matters. When the game starts at 7:05 or whatever, you know, we got to get it done, and that's it.
Does this team have to stay healthy in order to compete in the East?
100%. Every team has to stay healthy. And part of that is, you know, our discipline. Part of that is, you know, a little bit of luck, you know, because there are some of those injuries that happen on freak impact plays
sure.
or sliding or doing something, you know. some of them are or the lingering stuff that happens that we can prepare against sometimes. And a lot of times we do as good as we can to stay on top of it. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not enough. This is a very demanding sport, and bodies break down. But like I said, I've never seen a team so determined, and I've never seen a team so dedicated to keeping themselves as healthy as they can on the field.
Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that
that's right.
Survives the entire season. Congratulations on the last couple. Good luck tonight, and all the best. Thank you very
Beautiful.
Much for
Thank
taking
you.
Time for
All
us.
Right.